since I've been thinking a little bit about, well, it's springtime, I guess. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but it is springtime. And I guess what made me think of this was, you know, birds return. I've seen bluebirds. They're one of my favorite birds. Then I thought about, you know, it's not so much the bird itself as who made it. That's what brings, and this is one of the things that God brings glory to himself. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's talking about the story of creation. And I think mostly what I get out of this is who God really is. How has God revealed himself? In this way, we see how God reveals himself through his creation. So I'm going to read the chapter, and then I'm going to go back over some of these things. The 6 days of creation. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens, to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. In the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So then the seventh day God rests. Okay, so going back, there was just a few things about each day that struck my attention, that got my attention. So the first day, God creates the heaven and the earth, and then he makes light. Now he didn't, or he lets it be light, I should say. God said, let there be light, and there was light. So it wasn't the sun or the moon or the stars, because they weren't created until later. And it made me think that God is light. And in John 1, which we just went over recently, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Talks about bearing witness to the light. And he was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So God is light. He brings everything to light. That's where we get light. So in verse 2, he makes the heavens and the earth, or he divides the heavens from the earth. And we can't really measure the heavens, how far away they really are. And I'll talk a little bit about that in the stars. But in Isaiah 55:9, he says, or in verse 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we can't, in a sense, we don't know the mind of God. We don't understand God, and yet we are made in his image. And speaking of that later, on day 6 when he creates man, and yet we, in many ways, we are not like God. We're not all-powerful. We're not all-knowing. We can't create these things, even though we are creative. Okay, on the third day, he makes grass, herbs, plants, trees, and Jesus calls himself the bread of life, which I thought was the grains. So it's in this way we understand a little bit about God and about Jesus. And then going on to verse, in the fourth day, he makes the lights in the heaven, the sun, the moon, and the stars. So, and I think here's where I get a picture of how great God is, because of how vast the universe really is. If you were to imagine that the sun was the size of a grapefruit, about 4 inches across. Now, it's quite a bit bigger than the Earth. It's 109 times the diameter of the Earth. So that would make the Earth about a 32nd of an inch across, which is pretty small. On a scale, if you were to draw the scale here, and you were to put the sun over here and the Earth over here, an inch apart, how close do you think the closest star would be? Anybody want to take a guess?
About a mile away.
It's actually about 4 miles, a little over 4 miles. Thinking about this grapefruit, the nearest star, if this were the scale, the nearest star would be on the east coast. It's about 4.24 light years away, or the distance that light travels in 1 year. It would take over four years to get here. It takes about 8 minutes for the sunshine to get here, so it's 93 million miles away, so it's pretty close, so to speak. The farthest known star that we can see, which we don't know if we can see all the stars that are out there, is about 55 million light years away. So if you considered this same one-inch scale, it'll be over halfway to the sun for that star. That's how big God is. On day 5, he makes these other creatures, and God, I like how God spoke to Job. He talked about Behemoth, which I believe was a dinosaur probably. But he talked about these other creatures that he made. Were you there? He says, what about these storehouses where I put the rain and the snow and the hail and thunder and lightning? Can you do those things? No, obviously we can't. God is in control of these things. That's how big God is. So the other these day six, he makes the beasts of the earth and these creeping things. And, you know, some of them are pretty big, like elephants and other things that were bigger than that. And whales. I think that was actually on day five. But I got to thinking about some of these little things, like monarch butterflies, which are found from southern Canada all the way down into northern South America, and they migrate every year. And they fly about 5.5 miles per hour, and they migrate over 1,500 miles. In fact, in their journey north, the ones that leave aren't the ones that make it here. They actually have young and move on. So how do they know where to go? I don't know, but God put that in them. That's how big God is. It takes about 25 to 50 days for an egg to become an adult monarch butterfly, and then it lives about 2 to 5 weeks as an adult. So there's multiple generations that you see in the summertime, and then they head south, and then they come north again, and not the same ones. It's not the same ones. Okay, so day six, God makes man in his own image. And this is where I think that we see a lot what God is like. We can love. We have patience, or we can have these things. We forgive, kindness, faithfulness. God put us here to rule over the earth or to be caretakers, to be a part of his creation. And some of the things that I was reading about the human body, it says the brain has a memory capacity of 4 terabytes of information. I'm not a computer whiz. That's about what you can store on 448 DVDs. The nerve impulses from the brain move at 274 kilometers per hour in your body. The total length of blood vessels in your body is about 60,000 miles. At the end of life, you can recall about 150 trillion pieces of information, if your memory stays good, I guess. And your skin is replaced about 1,000 times during your lifetime. During the seminar that we were having, as men had, we were talking about the brain. It says there are 100,000 chemical reactions occur in your brain every second. And the human eye can distinguish 10 million different colors. And your bones are about 5 times stronger than steel per pound. So, who is God? I think we can catch a glimpse of who God is, that he is mighty, and yet he cares about each one of us and wants a relationship with us, and that's why he sent Jesus. He's faithful and he's consistent, but who really is God? And we are made in his likeness. In many ways, we are like him. I think when God was done creating and the angels saw Adam there, they thought, he's like God. In many ways, he was like God. So, and I don't mean that we're like God in everything at all, because in many ways we are not like God. We fall far short of God. But we can get a glimpse of who God really is, and that he wants to have a relationship with us, and that he loves us. So, at this time we'll bow our heads for prayer.